Gunsmoke to bring it back to Lewis.
Yes.
And Gunsmoke.
We've come full circle, folks.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. I'm exhausted.
And still alive, who I want on the show, is Janet Ann Gallo, who's the little girl who befriends Lon Chaney Jr.'s monster in Ghost of Frankenstein, is still alive.
She's 114, but she's still alive.
As is Donnie Donegan.
Yes.
From...
Donnie Donegan's family is here tonight.
No, when you get a hold of her, if you could, and you're going to have her on the podcast, could you get me an email?
Yeah.
Send me, notify me immediately.
By the way, her entire career was 30 seconds in Frankenstein. But she's thrown in the well, and she's 104 or something like that, so it's going to be a very short episode.
No, I think she also worked with Abbott and Costello in Mexican Hayride.
We You know, Lewis.
No. That one was over. That's really over the cliff.
We were going to interview a woman named Carla Lemley, who was the granddaughter of Carl Lemley, who was the founder of Universal Pictures. In fact, she's
the little girl who says the first line in Dracula. She's riding in the carriage.
Yeah.
You know, that,
So we said, oh, we'll definitely have her. The next day, the obituary.
She died the next day. That is a true story.
Oh, my.
And since we mentioned Abbott and Costello, you must be familiar with...
If I'm not, I will be.
With the Bud and Lou... A TV movie starring Harvey Korman and Buddy Hackett.
No.
Okay. You don't want to be.
Okay.
No, that would.
Well, so you missed. It was a classic death scene. My favorite death scene of all time.
Wait a second. We should give them some context.
Yes.
This is Buddy Hackett playing Lou Costello in a TV movie about Lou Costello and Bud Abbott's life, which was absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Called Bud and Lou.
They look like two guys who had never seen Abbott and Costello. And so Costello is in his deathbed in the hospital. And his agent, Eddie
Sherman,
played by Artie Johnson.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
From Laughing, you know, very interesting.
Yes.
And so he comes in and he reaches under his jacket that he smuggled us into the hospital, and it's his takeout cup. And he says, I got you a strawberry malted, because you're a good boy. And Buddy Hackett as Lou Costello, he's very weak, and his head is back in the hospital bed. And he takes a sip, and he goes, you know, I had a lot of strawberry malted in my day, but this one's the best. And then he closes his eyes and dies.
Oh, wow. Look. Daddy, I wondered, after hearing this, the people who hear the podcast, do you think they race out?
Yeah.
Go, yeah. Fuck, I've got to really see the original?
Yeah.
Why would you want to see the original? That's 10 times better. I didn't even see the original. I'm not going to, that's fucking as good as it's going to get. What do you need, a build up to that? I got to see the whole movie now?
And their version of Who's On First is so dreadful.
Oh, it's horrible.
As Gil says, it's like they've never seen the routine in their lives.
Oh, wow.
Tried hard.
It's like, you know, what's the fella's name on first base? What? your father's name on second place.
Pretty much it. Lou, tell us about, in your book, you talk about seeing the Beatles for the first time on the Sullivan
no,
Show.
No, I never saw it. Oh. No.
You reference a movie that another group of people did that played the Beatles, and it was Shlevi Bakanda and Fruity Taka.
Shlevi Bakanda.
And Moise Kakang. I would fucking
I heard
shoot
Shlevi,
myself.
Shlevi Bakanda was a Jew.
This is Dick Vaughan speaking. What I have to tell you this evening will not be an easy task, but I'll try to explain. You know, being a noted personality involves a great deal of responsibility. A responsibility to maintain a career in which the slightest error can alter, disable, or destroy one's image, be it his own or those who rely on him. A responsibility to nurture new ideas which may someday grow into a useful source of entertainment for the masses. During this time, however, it is of the utmost importance to keep in mind those individuals who are nearest and dearest to the heart of the matter of which I speak. The true and crucial decision makers. You. The fans. Yes, as a rule, it is ultimately in the hands of those who wish to be entertained, informed, or enlightened as to who will pass or fail, who will draw the line between the immortal and the one-hit wonders. Yes, friends, for years I have been plagued with the uncertainty of not knowing my destiny as a public figure, be it in my lifetime or later on. Which brings me to the point of all of this. I am dead.
I will see the plagues written herein.
Misty.
Music designed to turn you on.
You gotta come quick and get me.
Who's that lady? Who's that lady?
Misty.
When I
to my garden of love. The Misty Ginger Road Show, broadcasting from my van with my engineer Dick Knox and my dog Fluffy McFluff Fluff. Well, it's Easter weekend, and Easter is no excuse to get it on, to not get it on, I mean. I started, like every good love-making session, I've eaten so much chocolate, I'm all jittery. But we started with a little gentle foreplay with Misty, you're so bad today. Don Ray. And we're gonna slowly speed it up. And I would ask you to please dance with my friend Maurice.
Thank you.
Are you ready now? Because it's time to put on your, guess what? Roller skate in your one-piece suit. Nothing like a good workout to get in the mood. Especially when it's a band called Crusade. Wrote to me and said, Misty, these songs are so silly and we're not in the mood at all to get it on, like you just want to convince us that. Anyway, I have some real hot tracks for you tonight. You know, you just need to be a little patient, because sometimes pleasure takes time, but it's always good to start with a little squeeze. Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody. This is Dick Knox. I heard Feldposh was looking for me. Well, I've been lining up the tracks for Misty tonight and hanging out with my little friend Fluffy McFluffluff. There'll be no dick pics this week, but next week on the Mr. Ginger Road Show, I'll come through with a nice dick pic for you. A pic, a favorite of my songs. In the meantime, listen to Mr. Ginger Rogers. She has everything you need and more right here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU, where it's hot.
Hot.
And things happen.
Ooh, yeah, sweaty. Smells bad. We're all sweaty here.
Sorry about that, Misty. I'm just typing a message to Rich in Washington. He's requested a dick pic this evening. I have one of my favorite records here by Bette Midler. I was hoping that maybe I could play that tonight.
Oh, you
would that
sure
be all right
can.
With you?
Oh, yes.
All right, good.
Dick,
we'll line that up for Rich in Washington. Misty Ginger Road Show. This is not the Dick Knox Show. It's, let me type that into Rich. It's the Misty Ginger Road Show, and I'm going to hit send. Thank you, Misty.
My pleasure, Dick.
You're one amazing woman.
Glad to be your boss, Dick.
You've got all the moves, and you move them just right.
Dick is kind of a behind-the-scenes guy. He likes to be behind.
Disco. 2:15 in the a.m. Lace, Bernardo's Bum Bum Room on South Street. I'm a hot blonde and it was a cold night. This is my story, I ain't ashamed to tell it. I was hungry, tired, and looking for love. I was just a pilgrim in the hot pursuit of love. Wandered from disco to disco, that's all my life was. Suddenly it danced up against me, it felt cold and smooth. I knew in an instant you were my moment of darkest truth.
Everybody to know he loves this Bette Midler song, Night in Black Leather. I'm starting to get real sweaty.
You know, he smelled just like a brand new car. Because everything he owned was leather. A leather shirt, leather hat, leather gloves, leather spats, leather chaps, leather pants, leather socks, leather caps, leather coat,
Misty.
Leather rats, leather
bits, Misty.
Leather
Misty.
Rats,
Misty.
I really enjoy this song. Be warned, it's gonna get not safe for work, or if you are around children, please usher them out of the house. The room, I mean. Not safe for work songs coming up. My goal is to please you and please our listeners. Well, I discovered wonderful songs this week, and they contain a lot of moans. Be ready for a good solid 20 minutes of moaning. Are you ready? We're gonna start with Chili tonight. Not safe for work.
You as a born-again virgin?
I've read every Barbara Cartland romance novel ever written.
That's what really turned him on.
I want you to give me some head.
May I touch it again? So smooth. can't substitute a dick like that.
Sweet young fine ass. How are we gonna get a substitute for dick?
Doing everything nasty with them.
Misty.
Oh, have you got enough of it already? Sometimes I just like to push the envelope with long songs about being hot and getting it on.
Misty.
Oh, yeah. Well, someone's having fun over there in the house of the rising sun. What tired me more, listening to this long winded song or roller skating earlier? Oh, Dick, you're panting. Oh, we're not even done with the moaning for the night. Can you believe this? Ooh, we got one more moaning song for you tonight. From France, I think.
Honey, give me your affection, baby. Ooh,
That was Jennifer and Do It For Me after Hot RS with a cover of House of the Rising Sun, a dirty version, 14 minutes of pleasure and beats. Are you ready to have fun on this Easter weekend? Because I have one question to ask. Has he risen yet? Ooh, I can't wait to see it rise. He will rise indeed. That's what I like to tell my friend. Well, it's time to sign off soon and pave the way and open a door to Crate Digger's Lawn with Rich in Washington. It's time to leave, and we're van people here, and Dick is a van man and I'm the van lady, but who is the real van man? Bob Chance.
Little girl, be on the lookout for a man. He's the driver of a woman chasing van. He has fun with all the women he deceives. He has many tricks up his sleeves. He goes cruising in his custom painted van. Tinted lights inside, he keeps it spick and span. Little girl, how would you like to take a ride? Little girl, look at me inside. Come in, my dear, relax, don't fear, we're off. I love you.
Here comes the bandman. Here comes the bandman.
Come on in, declared the spider to the fly. With a grin, he's such a nice guy.
The adult toy.
He's the bandman and he's coming after you. When he finds you, what will you do? Don't laugh at this. You're on his list. You're next, I warn you.
Something terrible is happening.
Look, I don't need this. Don't come back here. I don't need your business.
Okay. Let me have one of those slushies over there and make it a blue one.
All right, that's $3.23.
Thanks. Happy Easter, asshole.
A Stereo Space Odyssey.
You're listening to The Great Digger's Lung on Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU. On Sheena's Jungle Room.
Thank you.
listening to The Crate Digger's Lung on Sheena's Jungle Room on WXM.
The script says here, DJ speaks. Hi. This is Rich. You're listening to Crate Digger's Lung for another week.